Good morning. I'm hosting from our partner station WGBH in Boston, and I'm going to be speaking at what is the first annual Race Amity Conference, which goes on all this weekend. I'll be speaking this afternoon. Premiering at the conference tonight is a new play. It's called Zernona and the Grand Dragon X. And it tells a story which at this point is kind of legendary, but it's the story of the friendship between an African-American civil rights leader, Zernona Clayton, and Calvin Craig, who was at one point a Grand Dragon in the KKK. And it was his friendship with Zernona and her staunch arguments with him that led him to publicly renounce the KKK in 1968. And she joins us today at WGBH in Boston, Zernona Clayton. Good morning.
Thank you very much.
Now president of the Trumpet Awards Foundation. And also with us, Gail Mays, who's the daughter of Calvin Clay. Good morning to you as well.
Thank you.
Well, Zernona, let's talk to you first. You met Gail's father, Calvin.
Yes.
Because you were at a conference or a program where you were promoting
a Model Cities program.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And after you'd met him, you realized he was not just in the KKK, but was a Grand Dragon.
Exactly.
Which must have been a shock.
Well, it was. I had known that he was going to be there, but I just didn't know what he looked like.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But at that point, many people would just turn around and walk away. They'd say, I'm going to have nothing to do with that mm-hmm. guy. And that is not what you decided to do.
Not at all. I worked a long time with Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. He said we must do everything we can all the time to change negative attitudes. Don't run away from it. Don't run away from race. So I wasn't going to run away, and I figured, well, here's a golden opportunity. I just didn't know what was going to be the end result. But you talk to people wherever you find them. I found him there with his negative attitudes, and I said, we've got to talk.
And he actually came to you at your office.
Yes, every day, every day. And it was a marvelous relationship. And it kind of surprised a lot of people. Even his friends called me to say, are you really black? You know, because he said nice things about me. One man said, I've been his friend for many years. I've never heard him say anything nice about a black person. I want to be sure you're black. At those years, they said colored. You know, are you really colored? Well, yes, I am.
What color are you? Well, Gail, we're talking about your father here,
right,
who's passed on since then. But tell us about what was going through his mind at this point. Was he already having doubts about the KKK?
Well, he definitely, knowing Miss Clayton and working with her and having such a wonderful friendship, really changed his direction. I mean, he started working in voter registration, more poverty rights, and but I really credit it to Zernona.
His arguments, it started out as arguments, right? You were
yes,
debating
yeah.
back and forth.
Oh, debates, definitely, yes. But friendly, you know, he
yeah.
never got annoyed with me. He would laugh, you know, when I, you know, raised the issue about, oh, my, what idiotic thinking you got going. And he was a Baptist, a deacon in the church. And I said, how can you do this, be a Christian, and have bigotry in your heart the way you have it?
What was his answer?
He'd laugh.
That's all.
Laugh.
But did he come home, Gail, and talk about these discussions that they had?
He did. He did. He had great admiration for Zernona, and really, it was such a big change for him.
Well, I mean, for a man who'd never said anything nice about a black person. So then he eventually renounced the KKK. Can you kind of tell us, Gail, about what led him to do that?
Well, I think that again, it was his relationship with Zernona. It really got him thinking about different things and wanting to go forward and work for equally for everyone.
Did he lose friends because of it?
I don't know that he really lost friends, because I don't see the Klan's people were his friends at that point.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Zernona, you actually maintained this friendship for a long time. Can you tell
yes.
us the story of what happened with Calvin? This is after he'd renounced the KKK, on the night that Martin Luther King Jr. died.
Well, you know, first he had asked to meet with Dr. King. He said, I'd like to meet him. I said, you're kidding. And when I went to Dr. King and told him that, he just laughed and laughed because he thought I was just making up this story. I said, no, he really wants to meet
you.
Right. he said, no, you're going too far with this now. And he just really laughed. And I said, no, let's see if he's serious. I think he is, and let's make a date. And I got a date for him to meet, which was going to be late April. Of course, it didn't happen. But on the night of his death, we had in Atlanta a build-up similar to a lot of the cities across the country, you know, violence. But the police came to me. I was at Mrs. King's home, and they said, listen, we got to tell you something. There was some disturbance building down on one of the streets in Atlanta. And they said, and guess who quelled the storm? It was Calvin Craig. He dispersed the crowd and said, no, guys, we can't do violence.
There was groups of white people who were
white and black. Mm-hmm.
contemplating going out and leaving. Yes. And mm-hmm. Do you remember that, Gail?
Yes, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, what do you think was going through his mind at that point? I mean, it must have been a dangerous position to go out there in front of a what could have been a mob.
Well, I think he was very courageous in doing things that he believed in, and that was clearly something that was important to him, that there wouldn't be violence, especially that day.
Really? Well, let me ask you about then what happened. I mean, how did the two of you meet?
Oh, that's a story I'd love to tell. When I met him, he had these two children, and Gail was one of them, a girl and a boy. And I used to challenge him not only on the racism in the organization, but as a parent. I said, how can you practice this? It's bad enough that you have it, but you've got children. You're going to pass this on to the next generation. And I said, maybe the boy will survive, but I'm worried about the little girl. I used to talk about her all the time. I said, I hope that she'll grow up to be sane and happy and healthy so that she won't transfer what you've given her to the next generation. And I often wondered about her. Well, I didn't see her for a long time. And then last year, I get this phone call from a woman named Gail. I didn't know why she had this compulsion to meet me. And when she said, I'm Calvin Craig's daughter, oh, I just wanted to cry. Not wanted to cry, I did cry.
Why, Gail? I mean, after all those years, why had Zernona stayed with you for that long?
Oh, she was such an important factor in my childhood. It was huge for my father to get out of the Klan and to take those steps. It really changed our family's life and even the broader community.
What did you, as a child, did you have thoughts or opinions about the Ku Klux Klan?
Yeah, I really hated the Klan. I had a lot of other voices, like my grandmothers and teachers at school, family, other family. But, you know, as a child, I went to cross burnings every week. My father was in the Klan by the time I was 5 until I was 15. And it was just not a good existence for a child. The Klan is a terrorist group.
We're talking with Gail Mays, who's daughter of Calvin Craig. He was a KKK Grand Dragon until he renounced the KKK because of his friendship with Zernona Clayton. Zernona, you're now the president of the Trumpet Awards Foundation, and you're the subject of this new play, Zernona and the Grand Dragon X. How do you like the play?
Oh, I haven't seen it yet, but I can tell you this, that I'm delighted that I've had a part in changing a negative attitude. And now that I've met Gail, it's brought, you know, this memory of this man whom I really loved him, liked him as an individual. He was a tall, handsome man with a beautiful family. And I said to him, here you are looking like you got a dual picture here. You look like a man who's got himself together, and you don't.
But he did eventually.
Yes.
Zernona Clayton, president of the Trumpet Awards Foundation, subject of the play Zernona and the Grand Dragon X. Gail Mays, daughter of former KKK Grand Dragon Calvin Craig. Thanks.
God, what a story. So interesting.
Yeah, amazing, isn't it?
Amazing story. A real American story to me, Celeste. That's what that was. Well, more of The Takeaway is up online, where once I head back to D.C., you can follow me as I trawl through the halls of Congress and a little bit of the White House, bringing you the latest. Up on Twitter, my handle, Todd_Zwillick. It's spelled with a C-H, of course. You can follow me if you want to, but don't unfollow me. That's not the point. But not so coincidentally, we're starting Unfollow Friday here on The Takeaway. Hashtag UFF. Tell us what stories you're done with. Hashtag UFF. Unfollow Friday. We want to hear from you. I'm Todd Zwillick in for John Hockenberry.
I'm Celeste Headley at WGBH in Boston. This is The Takeaway.
NYC Now delivers breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. By sponsoring our programming, you'll reach a community of passionate listeners in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to learn more.